Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So Greg Bedard, he has the Bedard Patriots pod. Everybody's got a podcast, right?
You can't write about
the Patriots without having a podcast that has your name in it.
No.
So he's got his podcast. And I feel like I don't need to set this up. Just listen to the sound, and we're going to react.
People around the team, including some very good sources of mine who have never steered me wrong, have basically indicated that this Cardinals game on Monday night with the Patriots going out for their West Coast swing is among, if not the most important game of Belichick's career post-Tom Brady. That...
Wow.
If the Patriots don't win this game, then I think there is a serious question about whether Belichick is the future head coach of this team. This is almost a must win on Monday night against the Cardinals as far as Belichick's concerned. And I think it's, you know, things have a chance to go off the rails.
Sounds like an ultimatum.
This is the most important game of Belichick's career post-Brady.
Okay, I guess I'm going to have to play along because...
I feel like we've heard that a few times.
I feel like we've heard it. I know things have... Like, coming off that Buffalo loss, like, it looked as bad. That's probably the worst I have ever seen them play. And just effort level was bad.
Did you watch Intelligence Buffalo was last bad. Year? Because those
Well, I know,
games.
But this one was, like, almost pathetically bad. Just from... If you add the penalties, the lack of just, you know, intensity, like how important that game was, division game. They beat your ass like three times, twice last year. They didn't punt once. The biggest part of that game was like, oh my God, are they going to punt or are they not going to punt? Are they going to force them to punt? Oh my God, this is great. Like that was the highlight of that game. And even though you were still in striking distance, it felt like they were just toying with you. Like they were just kind of just, we're not really into it right now and you're not good enough to do anything about it. And they weren't. So my thing is like, they could go out there and they could and lose this game, and if it's just a tough physical game, that doesn't mean it doesn't. He's not losing his job. Like Bill's done enough, accomplished enough that even if they lose every single game, he'll be back next year.
Arcan,
I think that if you're looking at this season the way a lot of people have, and the way that Tommy Curran and other people have sort of looked at it, and you heard what Kraft said about not winning a playoff game for however many years, I think that there's maybe something to it there. I don't think this one game, they're going to lose the game and then he's going to get fired like after that game. But if they do lose this game, that really makes a playoff run pretty much impossible. You know, I mean, you have to win out, and I just don't think that anyone assumes that that could happen. So if you lose to this Cardinals team who's not very good, then that may in some offices up there at Patriot Play, that may, you know, signify the end of this season. And if the season's over and they're not making the playoffs, then maybe that's the next domino to drop. I don't necessarily think that it's going to all come down to that one game, but I could see how it could. Does that make sense?
No one's ever going to lose a job over one thing, but like right. When all the bad decisions kind of like, you know, just bottleneck.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it ends up they're bottlenecking in Arizona, a team that is completely dysfunctional. And that's the thing. Like if you lose to a team like Arizona that is terrible defensively, dysfunctional on offense. We heard our boy Olasky, right? Didn't he say like this team, this offense is worse than yours? Like what they're going through on defense is worse. Like Arizona's entire season has been a disaster.
I think Ross Tucker might have said that.
Was it Ross?
Yeah. Who said that this is a more painful offense.
Yes.
But it's more painful because they have more talent. Like, they have a good quarterback.
Kyler
they
just
have
runs around.
Hopkins, who's an all-world wide receiver. Connor's a pretty good running back. Like, they have talent on that offense, and they're underachieving. The Patriots, no one really thinks, like, you know what I mean? They're underachieving, but no one thinks they're that much better. Like, you know, nobody thinks they're on par with the Cardinals and what they have.
So to add to that, so you think about, like, okay, so you're taking a road trip. You're playing against a team that has so many issues. Let me read them to you, because Ben Volen wrote about, like, all the issues that they have down in Arizona. He says, but the turmoil goes beyond Murray, Kyle Murray, mm-hmm. you know, obviously the quarterback there, and just, like, how bad he's been. I said, in May, they suffered the death of cornerback Jeff Gladney in a car accident. In August, running backs coach James Saxon was placed on leave after being charged with domestic battery. In November, offensive line coach Sean Coogler was fired after allegedly groping a woman the night before the game against the 49ers in Mexico City. Offensive assistant Don Schupert was also dismissed for undisclosed reasons earlier this year. And then you have, like, the injury and suspensions. Receiver DeAndre Hopkins
tight
and Marquise
ship
Brown
over there, huh?
Didn't play in a game together until week 12. And tight end Zach Ertz suffered a season-ending knee injury in week 10. So think about it. Like, to Bedard's point, right, this should be like taking candy from a baby. Like, we know you have some issues, but theirs are worse. You got a better head coach. You got a head coach in Arizona that has completely lost control. Mm. Completely lost control. And then I didn't even add all the things that former professional football players have said about Kyler Murray.
Peterson, is that what you're talking about?
Peterson, Patrick Peterson.
Said that Kyler Murray only cares about Kyler Murray. And I heard the Midday Show, those guys, Gresh and Keefe, they tried to lend some context to it and play a longer clip, because there's just a 15-second clip going around of him saying that. And it actually made it sound worse. Yeah, can we hear this real quick?
Yeah, you think Cliff Kingsbury may be the scapegoat in regards to their struggles?
It ain't no maybe. He will be.
Yeah,
he will be.
Uh-huh.
He will be. And the crazy thing about it, the guy who hired him will still have a job.
Yep. It sounds about right. I initially was thinking that they probably would stick with him because of the contractual agreement he has. But now, just seeing how bad they've been. And then
they fired a coach after a season, man.
Yeah. And he signed that extension last March. But see, just verbally now, vocally, Kyler Murray is talking about, and I don't like how he's doing that. I think he should keep some things privately, but it tells me he doesn't care about his head coach. And he's putting everything on the head coach, basically saying
Kyler Murray don't care about nobody but Kyler Murray. That's just a matter of the fact.
Well, I got it.
So.
I can't argue. No, I don't know him personally. You played with him for a few years, so I got to take your word for it.
Wasn't the other one. Sorry, Larry Fitzgerald retired early because he didn't want to deal with Kyler Murray. That was the other one. It was two. Okay. There's Patrick Peterson and Larry Fitzgerald basically saying, I ain't dealing with this anymore. This guy's spoiled. This guy's a brat. This guy, like, is just doesn't, we don't think alike. So I'm not even going to bother trying to coexist with this guy. I'd rather retire.
So Patrick Peterson played on the Cardinals for 9 seasons.
Yeah.
I think that this is, even giving the context to it, makes it worse, because it's not as if he was primed to give that answer. He pulled that answer out like he's been walking around saying that since he left them in 2020. Like, for him to talk about what's going to happen with Cliff Kingsbury, all this is going to fall on the coach, and what about, you know, the GM who hired the coach and ownership and this, and it's like, oh, it's Kyler Murray only cares about Kyler Murray.
So Kyler Murray also, like, you know, so he hears the criticism, and he's rabbit ears like crazy. And so his comment would be, hey, where was all this noise when we were 10-2? Remember, like, what was it? They got this fast start last year. They were 10-2. I would say, what happened? You were 10-2, then how did it end? Like, they just crumbled.
Sounded like a lot of things that Ben Volen listed, what you just read from. They got smashed in their offseason.
Some things
that they could control and some things that were not in their control.
Yeah, so they didn't handle it well. Circle back, like, if you have an obvious great opportunity
here
the next 2 weeks.
You have a franchise and a team in disarray.
Oh, man. Beyond belief.
They're not good on the field, and they have major issues in the locker room. They have major issues off the field. Their coach is on a burning hot seat. Mm. Everything is a mess out there.
Fourier has been predicted Cliff Kingsbury is going to be fired for, I think, 2 months now.
Well, really? No. It's because
That's not a dig, by the way.
That, like, was part of my little how they're going to win.
It's kind of remarkable that Cliff Kingsbury, no disrespect, man, but it's kind of remarkable that you still have your job at this point.
Well, so listen,
Patrick Peterson saying, like, look at all this crap that you're dealing with.
So the Cardinals are 12th place in the NFC, three games out of the final wild card spot. They're not going to get it. The offense can't score. They're only averaging 19.3 points per game. The defense,
I thought they
allows,
were going to contend for the West this year. Like, I really so did. I thought that there was a real possibility they'd be up there with the Rams, who I didn't think would suck either, and the Niners. I didn't think the Seahawks would
based
do this.
On what?
Based on their last season and how the Rams kicked their ass in the playoffs. I know, but I'm like, all right, well, they're a playoff team at least, and it seems like they're putting something together here.
Something special.
And this year they came out and have been a mess.
Well, going back to the origin of this, though, so, I mean, this is all to spell out what a disaster Arizona is. And so Bedard's take is that this game against a franchise in complete disarray, a disaster situation, that this is what Bill's future with the Patriots hangs on. I find every part of this take or report or whatever you would call it that Bedard is putting out there very bizarre. And I say it because I don't think this is the most important game that Bill has coached since Brady left. I think probably one of the most important was when Brady came back in week four of last season. That was a pretty important game. Okay, I've got other ones. How about that second Jets game a couple weeks ago that I think was the only game this season that we said was absolutely must win? And that was not even through the halfway point of the season. We said you have to beat this Jets team.
You're
second
coming
time.
Off a bye.
You have to. They're in your division. Like, you have to have some respect in your division. So for that first part, I totally don't agree with that. Yes, they should win this game. I believe on Bedard's podcast, he says that he expects them to win this game. So there's that. But the other side of this is what I believe. Like, I agree with Tommy Curran coming on our radio show, his podcast, all the other platforms that he's on, saying that it's possible Belichick has a tighter leash with the Crafts going into this offseason than you would expect, or that he's on thin ice, or however you want to say it. But it's about what happens in the offseason. Like, I'm sorry, regardless of what happens going forward, I think realistically, this is a lost season for the Patriots. Your quarterback regressed. If you sniff the playoffs and you get into the playoffs, it'll be miraculous for you to make it past the first round. Yeah. If you have a playoff win, that's like a Cinderella story. And I don't mean to come off so negative. It's just the reality of where you are. And what determines the future of Belichick with the franchise is going to be if he can make the dramatic moves that the offense requires in the offseason. If he can bring in the play caller, if he can add the much needed protection and other playmakers for Mac Jones. That's where he's on thin ice, is more the GM side of it in the offseason than what happens with these next couple weeks, and certainly what happens on Monday Night Football. I just find that whole take so odd.
Go to John real quick, because I'm curious about the whole Judgment Day.
Yeah,
like, this
I like
is like,
hearing.
Oh, so, no, doomsday scenario.
John's in the car. John, you're on.
Yeah, hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, John.
Yeah, I don't think Belichick's job is I don't think Belichick's job is at stake at all in terms of the Crafts firing him. But here's what I do think is at stake. I think what happens if they lose this game tonight, I think at that point, there's no way Belichick's going to be able to spin to Kraft this offseason that he wants to bring Patricia and Judge back. And then if he wants to bring them back and Kraft says no, then there's a possibility Bill leaves on his own. So that's what I think Judgment Day may be, is Belichick may leave on his own. If the Patriots do well, if they win three out of the next five, maybe get into the postseason, have a good game, then you can see Bill spinning this to Kraft. Yeah, this just took a little longer than we thought. Matty P's okay. We'll do fine this upcoming season. And that's, I hope that doesn't happen. I'd rather the Patriots get blown out tomorrow night, knowing that Judge and Patricia are both going to be gone if that happens.
Thank you, John. Here's I think he meant Monday night.
And here's the other thing I think will happen. I don't think like firing Patricia, I think, is something that Bill won't do. He put him in a position that he was doomed to fail in, and I don't think he really personally holds him accountable. Right? It's like, listen, it was my bad for thinking you were capable of doing something that obviously you weren't. My bad.
But so, they reassign him.
I do, yeah. Yeah. I don't think he's leaving the building.
He's not leaving,
no.
But he's not going to be in this position.
Yeah.
The caller, John, made it sound like he thinks that there's a possibility that he stays in as offensive
not
coordinator
in
the offseason.
Not a
How?
Chance.
How?
Wouldn't that be the ultimate? Just
that
wouldn't
way.
That just be the ultimate stubborn move by Bill?
Yes.
Like, that would just, and I feel like that he's got it in him. Like, screw you. I'm doing it anyways.
Yeah, that's right.
Let me ask you this, because everyone's got that.
My system's so good, anybody can run,
yeah.
Right?
Like, coaches are coaches, yeah. Right? We switched it up.
Everyone has that stubbornness in them. True. Everybody does. But don't you have to be kind of like pushed to an extent to be that stubborn?
What do you
like,
mean, pushed okay, to so, be stubborn? Even so,
that arrogant?
Yeah. Like, I don't see how what the Crafts have done to him or what they would do that would push him to be that stubborn, like to push back that much. Unless
like
they
out of
came
spite,
in,
like he's going to push like, back out of spite.
I feel like the only situation where something like that could happen would be if they came in and they were like, you know what, you can't be Instacart lady anymore, to quote you. Like, you can't go shopping for your own groceries. We're bringing in somebody to oversee this. And you're like, fine, F you. I'm going to then have Maddie P, my best mm-hmm. friend, be offensive coordinator.
Well, then
like
you're
it's
playing.
It's got to be like a spite game.
See, then I think you're now playing a game that you're undoubtedly going to lose. Because yeah. I'll just fire you.
But going like down in flames.
Yep. If that's what you want to do, go ahead. Like, I'll eat it. I'll be fine. A lot of TV money coming in. Like, we'll be fine. I'll bring in a young coach. And you know what? I'm going to fire your son, too. How about that? You play nice.
Let's go to Pat in Marshfield. Pat, you're on.
Hey, yo, how Pat. Are you?
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Nothing.
Oh, my God.
So I think, the biggest problem with this team right now is the offensive line. They can't protect the quarterback whatsoever. And, if the quarterback's protected, then I think almost everything else will fall into place.
All right. Thank you, Pat. There were some pauses in
Who's
there.
Who's in charge of that offensive line again, by the way?
That'd be Matty P.
Matt Patricia. That's all.
That's really Bill.
Maybe another thing you could reassign him from.
Well, Bill's in charge of everything.
I would put him back to the defense. I'd give him a defensive position to coach. He would be cornerbacks, linebackers, D-line, whatever. He would be back on the defensive side.
What? Ryan wants to point something out to you.
You just said position again. This is what I'm talking about. I'm sorry. It got me.
What did I say?
It's kind of cute, position. Actually.
It's kind of cute. Hi, Daddy. I would like a...
Can I have a bicycle? Absolutely
yeah,
ridiculous.
I love how it's
anyway,
so cute
I don't
too.
Know. Like, I just don't buy it. I get what he's saying about... I believe that that Robert Kraft and definitely Jonathan Kraft are pissed off that they got flexed out of Sunday Night Football for the Commanders and Giants, which actually has playoff implications. And it makes even more sense now seeing, I know they flexed it out before that Raiders game last night, but it makes even more sense what a dud of a game that could be. But other than saying like, hey, this is your last time in primetime this season, so make it count. Like, I just don't buy that this is the most important post-Brady era and that his game and that his future hinges on it. It's just a stretch to
no,
me.
I
Maybe
know,
people down there are saying that.
Hey, but nobody's listening. But it's real, though. So it is percolating. So if anybody had any issues with him in the past, like, now's your opening to really...
Kill Bill.
Kill Bill Volume 50. Mm. This is it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.